Hello again, this is Tofu Dave on Community Radio on our Between the Covers Literature Quickies, and I have Nadia Lopez on the line, the author of The Bridge to Brilliance, which is not only an interesting title, but a really engaging and stimulating project. Hello, Nadia. Do we have you on the line?
Hi. Thank you so much for having me, Dave.
Yes, you are the founding principal of the Motthole Bridges Academy in New York that's really done some innovative things with young people's education. Could you give listeners a little intro to what you've done and why you wrote this book?
Certainly. I opened up a school, a middle school, in the Brownsville section of Brooklyn. It's considered one of the poorest neighborhoods in New York City, with the highest crime rate and lowest graduation rates. I decided to focus on a STEAM school that would allow our scholars to develop the skills that they would need to navigate the 21st century, despite the low proficiency rates that they come into the school with. So just to bring a little bit of context, many of our kids come in at a kindergarten to third grade reading level in both English and math, and they have a lot of social-emotional needs that include mental health issues.
Sure.
And so they have a number of
disadvantages
pitfalls that they're already having to overcome.
And what did you do special, if I can put it that way, to try to address those issues? What makes your school different?
Well, you know, it's about knowing the needs of the kids that really drives our school's community, and making it a safe learning environment that shows them the limitations that exist in their communities don't have to define their success and being able to go beyond this community. We take a lot of time to collaborate as a teaching staff, engage in conversations about what the needs are of the scholars, and develop curriculum that not only will meet the demands of what's happening in the world, in an ever-changing world, but also to target the needs, specifically the low achievement gap that the scholars have.
Mm-hmm. And do you think your model could be replicated, the model that you present in your book, Bridge to Brilliance, in a place in North Carolina, sort of, say, the Chapel Hill, Carver area where we live? We do have a University of North Carolina. We have many educated people and people interested in young people's education. But, of course, here, too, we are trying to address an achievement gap in our own public schools here in the Chapel Hill, Carver school system as well. Could we learn things and apply some of what you did here, do you think?
Well, I definitely believe that what the Bridge to Brilliance does is provide a blueprint and also adds the anecdotes of what it really is like in the day in the life of a principal having to manage so many needs, individuals, compliance issues, all at the same time. Everything is possible. We just have to take a village approach to getting things done and be very strategic in how we leverage relationships and utilize resources. We by far don't have a budget that allows us to do all the things that I would love to see happen in the school. But with what we do have, we make the most of it. And it also creates a level of resilience, not only for our scholars, but our staff as well, to see that it doesn't require a lot to have a great impact. You know, you need a lot of love. You have to have tremendous faith, and you have to be dedicated in the work that you do in order for there to be greatness to come through, not only through every classroom, but throughout the hallways of our school.
Nadia, that's a lovely way to put it, and I think community radio listeners can appreciate that. We're an all-volunteer radio station, and we typically, our annual budget is about what a large NPR station will fundraise in an hour. And everybody here is a volunteer. So we know personally in our community, we have 60 live DJs. We know what you're talking about. So let me turn to a potentially sensitive question and a difficult one, I'm sure, for you, because we only have a few minutes left here. There's a big debate raging here and I think across the country about charter schools, private schools, public schools. What's the balance? What's the difference? What's right? What's wrong in that? And we certainly have had that debate here in our community. Can you just spend a minute giving your thoughts how your school was structured legally in terms of that that debate and how you feel we can achieve the proper balance on that sort of political economic question?
Okay, so we are a public school, a public district school. We are not a charter school, although many people would think that. And from my perspective, here's what I believe. We all need to do what's in the best interest of children. And the worst thing that we could ever do as society is create competition within our own nation in which children are pinned against each other and the inequities continue to exist, causing further disparities. Charter schools have much more resources, are able to fundraise and provide the necessary materials, personnel that's required of kids who are in these high-risk areas. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that if you're doing something great, you're engaged in best practices, share. Like if we want to teach children to be kind to one another, to be global citizens, part of that work is to actually collaborate and communicate with each other. So it really starts with us as adults to be the individuals to change how things are happening in our nations rather than blame each other for it.
Great point. So if we cooperate, if we really want to make things better, we will cooperate and we
exactly
will move ahead.
Yeah.
Well, great way to put it. As we close, I know one of we have a lot of creative people in our community, a lot of artists and photographers, and I know that the project Humans of New York, which is a very large photography project that Brandon Stanton has put together, your school and both your educators and your students participated in that project. Can you tell us a little bit about how that impacted you and your students and what you found out through engaging with photography in that way?
Well, Brandon's platform, which is Humans of New York, reaches millions of followers. And so when my scholar, Vidal Shasnet, was highlighted and the question was asked of him, who is the most influential person in your life, and he named me and spoke about how I, you know, just basically take a hands-on approach to sharing with the scholars that as long as you're not in class, as long as you're not learning and failing to be productive, there is a community that will exist based off of you going to prison, and those people will make the money and benefit off of you. Mm. So when Brandon put that on his page, it came at a time that I was ready to quit education. I felt like it was overwhelming. The demands exceed what you're even given as far as support, and just feeling alone and isolated as a leader. But after the post came and was published, and people really read the story and realized that it wasn't just about one child or one principal. It really was about this community that existed and all of the people who really come together in order to ensure that there's success on every level of our school community. So
it re-energized you. It lifted you up again.
It lifted me up, but what I would encourage people to know what the purpose of Humans of New York is, and those who are photographers or any type of arts, is that you have to share your story, because we are all made up of our experiences, and oftentimes we think that we're the only ones going through it, but there's a extended community that can definitely empathize with what we're going through. And so not only did it invigorate me and to do this work and inspire me to continue, but also give context and validity to my scholars who thought that they were invisible.
Nadia, what a great way to close out this interview and a great way to put it. Nadia Lopez, author of The Bridge to Brilliance, just came out, Penguin Books. I urge everybody, all our listeners, to take a look at it. Inspiring person, inspiring story. Nadia, thank you so much.